Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up in 15 minutes, Binkley will join us in studio. I actually have not talked to Binkley since we had the beers with Bink last week, so I'm excited to catch up with him here in a bit. Someone on the text line said Ponderosa is the nicest place to eat in Topeka. I don't know if that's accurate or not. You guys have told me a lot of things about Topeka. I'm not sure how much of it is true or how, if I'm just spreading fake news and propaganda, and I don't want to be a part of that. You already told me that they still have a Circuit City, which I would love to go to Circuit City. I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but I would love to go if it is. So I was reading a story today regarding Justin Ross. And the story was from Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney, the head coach at Clemson. Quote, I knew he could go anywhere from fourth round to free agent. I didn't know, but only four teams actually cleared him medically. That's a pretty small group. He's super excited about the opportunity that he has in Kansas City. And if he stays healthy, he belongs and the rest will take care of itself. One thing that I want to try to do with Justin Ross is I think there is a reason to be excited about him. It is very difficult to be a true freshman and have major success at a Power 5 school the way that he did. True freshman next year at Clemson, 1,000 yards receiving. We're talking about the second best program in the country in my mind behind Alabama. You got to be a high-end prospect to be able to do that. So I certainly get why people are excited, why he's so intriguing of a prospect, and why there is a sense of optimism and sort of aura around Justin Ross. But I also think it's important to tell the other side of the story is there's a reason why a player who showed that much promise as a 19-year-old also went undrafted at 22. You already know about the injuries. He would be the first player in league history to play with the spinal injury that he has. That seems significant. He had a major foot injury. That seems significant. And only four teams cleared him medically? Well, there's 32 teams. Now, you would presume that the Chiefs are one of the teams that did clear medically. They feel comfortable enough to take the flyer, take the swing, and it is a very smart move for the Chiefs. If it works, great. Your medical staff understood him better than the rest of the league, and you bought a stock at a penny stock. And even if you turn that penny stock that you bought for 2-3 cents and you turn it into $1, $1.25, that's a win. You made a lot of money if you made a smart investment in that situation. So that's what I look at Justin Ross as. He's a penny stock. I don't think you count on him to one day be a 1,000-yard receiver. He's probably never going to be a Pro Bowl high-end receiver. But let's say that Justin Ross could turn into Byron Pringle, for example. I think he's probably more physically gifted than Byron Pringle was, certainly both when they were fully healthy, when Ross was a college player and when Pringle was a college player. But if he turns out to be Byron Pringle, for example, stays in the league for 6-7 years, makes a decent amount of money, that's an overwhelming success given his starting point. So I think some of it with Justin Ross is I get it. I get why he's a talking point. I get why he's exciting. I get why there's optimism around him. I get why people want to know more about him. But only four teams cleared him medically. There's a lot of question marks surrounding Justin Ross, which makes him really intriguing this summer. They still got a couple more optional mini camps. They got a mandatory mini camp. They got a lot of steps before we get to actual training camp and getting a chance to really see him, talk to him for ourselves. But I think he's one of their more interesting players that are on that fringe. If you really follow this team, I can give you a list right now, and we can come up with 48 guys that I am 100% certain are going to make this team. There's a list of about 5 to maybe 7 spots that are open. And Justin Ross is one of the players that's open for those spots. That's going to be one of the competition points when we head to St. Joe. There's 4 wide receiver spots that are open. Are there 2 available? Are there 1? And Justin Ross has the chance to get one of those. But I think it's realistic, Rob, to keep in mind his injury history, where we are currently with him, and he's probably going to need a little bit of time to get going and get fully healthy, maybe in a way to really be able to contribute to this roster.
If you're a Chiefs optimist about Justin Ross and you believe he can really contribute, you are probably right now either screaming at your radio or hammering into the text line or alerting us in some capacity, hey, guys, Trey Smith was the same way. The Chiefs were on the few teams that cleared him, and look at him. He's a beast. That is a fair thought. Because Trey Smith was the same way last year. He was a top recruit. He was a guy who played really well at Tennessee. He had the health issues and then came back. I think where me and you are a little more skeptical of that happening again is once Trey Smith got cleared, which wasn't just by the Chiefs, other teams cleared him, his measurables were eye-popping. It was just a matter of the health. Justin Ross's measurables were not eye-popping. Now, you can say it's because of the health, but they were not, in fact, eye-popping measurables, which the NFL loves a good measurable. They love a good 40. They love a good 3-cone. They love a good vert. They weren't great with Justin Ross. So I understand fans being like, well, Trey Smith is the same. But I think the Chiefs are being very smart, taking a flyer, doing their due diligence, and seeing if they can maximize the player. I think if they're able to maximize the player, he's Byron Pringle with a sexier name and a better college lineage.
I also think, too, that sometimes we sort of cast this very wide net whenever we say, oh, well, he has a medical history. Like, Trey Smith's medical history and what teams are concerned about are very different than what the concerns are for Justin Ross. Trey Smith's was he had blood clots in his lung, obviously very severe. That's a lot different than being the first player in league history to have the kind of spinal surgery that Justin Ross has had. And as a skill position player who's cutting, running, doing all those things, to have a significant foot injury as well. We're not talking about a guy to what you just said with the medicals that when it came time to run the 40, he ran a 4.45, and it's like, wow, the speed's still there. He ran a 4.6, which is really fast in like a life sense. Not really fast if you play wide receiver in the NFL. I mean, these wide receivers run out of bed ready to run a 4.4. 4.5 is kind of considered slow. 4.6, it's like linebacker speed. So I think sometimes when we say, oh, medical history, I think we got to be clear on the significant differences between why teams were worried about Trey Smith versus why teams are worried about Justin Ross. I think there are 2 substantial differences in that. And over the last 2 years of both of their career, I mean, Justin Ross didn't play his junior year of college. Trey Smith did. And Trey Smith played 23 games his last 2 years. He was a relatively healthy player at the end of his time in Tennessee. It's not really what Justin Ross was. So there's, and the physicals. There's some substantial differences on the physical limitations between those 2 players. But if you missed it, Dabo Swinney said there were only 4 teams that cleared Justin Ross medically, which now explains why he was undrafted. If that number was 20 teams cleared him medically, he probably goes in the 6th or 7th round. If only 4 teams are clearing you, no team is using a draft pick in that scenario. They do what the Chiefs did. They let you get undrafted. It's probably in your best interest for you to go undrafted. And now they negotiate a contract with you to bring you in. And if you don't make the team, they didn't really invest a lot of money anyway. I didn't see the numbers on this, Rob, but we're guessing they probably put $150,000, $200,000 into Justin Ross. somewhere in that number, probably.
Yeah, I haven't seen numbers, but I imagine this is, if only four teams cleared and there's not a bidding war, so you don't have to overbid for a UDFA. So yeah, that number sounds probably right to me. And maybe you could just bid the regular UDFA number and be like, hey, we're the Chiefs. We'll take a shot. I mean, we don't know who the other three teams were, do we? I mean, so the other three teams were Washington, the Jets, and the Seahawks. You feel like you could give whatever number and we're the Chiefs.
And I think that Dabo made a really good point here. Quote, there's no questions about him when it comes to just playing football, but there's other obvious questions that come with, okay, where is he health-wise? He broke his foot. He obviously missed all that time with surgical procedures on his neck and his back. He'll do just fine. If he stays healthy, then football will come easy to him. I don't think any of us are debating whether or not Justin Ross can play or not. Again, you don't catch 1,000 yards as a true freshman at a Power 5 school and you not be able to play. You can play if you can do that. The question is physically, can you hold up over the course of a 17-game NFL season? And after all these injuries, are you physically capable of playing at a high enough level to play in the NFL? Because running a 4-6 consistently in the NFL, you better be a real big body possession receiver in order to run that kind of speed. That's just not really what receivers are doing anymore. You better run a 4-4 or 4-5 consistently at wide receiver in today's NFL. Everybody runs that speed at wide receiver.
I'm curious, did the rest of Dabo's quote say, by the way, I quit coaching? Because he famously said, once players are paid in college sports, he'll quit.
No, he did not say that.
That's weird.
He did not give up his $11 million a year job.
That's so odd, because when he said college players get paid, I'm quitting the job, it seems like they're getting paid. And he's making these comments as Clemson coach.
It does seem like they're getting paid.
I thought maybe we were burying the lead, but okay. Good for him to keep working.
He did not quit. I'm not breaking any news here. Dabo Sweeney's still the coach at Clemson. All right, coming up on the other side, Jay Binkley will join us in studio. We'll talk to him about James Bradberry, who signed a one-year, $10 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
You're listening to The Drive.
Let's say my future wife, I get one or two options. Die-hard KU fan or takes egg roll over crab ragoon? Rock chalk, baby.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He is the master of the mock and football expert.
I looked at last year's top 20 sackers in the NFL, and there's 28 of them because 8 of them, you know, tied. And 18 of them were first-round picks. And 12 of them were picks 1 through 15. So history would say, if you're going to trade up, and I'm seeing, you know, the trade-ups for Chris Olave and Jameson Williams, but history would dictate if you're going to trade up, you trade up to get edge rusher.
He's a man who enjoys an ice-cold beer.
Give me one of those famous giant beers I heard so much about.
And a travel aficionado.
There are things to do right here. You don't need to go to the Caribbean, or you don't need to go to Europe. You don't need to do things. Just go to Wabingo.
Jay Binkley of Bink at Night joins The Drive.
That's right.
How you doing, Bink?
Good. What's up, C-Dot?
Bink, have you been to Topeka? Have you spent a lot of time in Topeka?
You know, not a lot. Nick is the Topeka expert. That's where he's from.
Okay.
But he's from those parts. I've been through there several times. I think I went to a Home Depot once or something.
Okay.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Topeka, though.
I was just in Topeka when I went to Wamego. Stopped in Topeka. It was not very long. I've only really spent significant time there once. I went to the Brown versus Board of Education school. And I had something to eat in Topeka, but I'm not very familiar. We were asking people on the text line to tell us some fun facts about Topeka, and someone said that the best restaurant there is Ponderosa. So if you ever want to go to Ponderosa in Topeka, they do. I asked the question, what if you wanted to take your lady out for a nice evening? What restaurant would you go to? And they said Ponderosa. So I was like, okay.
The Ponderosa near me became a funeral home, right? They used to have Western. Remember that whole deal, the whole genre of the Golden Corrals, but they had a bunch of the Western Sizzlings, the Ponderosas.
Okay.
I once dated the ochre lady. She smelled like ochre. It wasn't good. It was in high school. But she was did the ochre. Smelled like ochre. It was terrible.
When was the last time that you went to one of those, like, true buffet places before? Not a Vegas buffet. I mean, you got in your car and you went to Old Country Buffet.
It was Golden Corral out by the Missouri Mavericks, out by Cable Dom Arena. It's probably, like, 4 years ago. Disney World of Food, man. The Golden Corral is sweet. I try to stay away from it, but it's totally Disney World of food.
Great eats?
Oh, yeah. It's everything you want. If you have like a bunch of people and everybody's picky on what they want, you take them there because they got everything. You know that.
You can't be unhappy if you go to Golden Corral. There's something for everybody.
Something
there.
Literally for
you
everybody.
You want Chinese food? They got you. You want pizza? You got it.
You want Mexican? Boom.
Yeah. You want a little bit of turkey
you
with
want
some
steak?
Stuffing?
Boom.
100%. No, you got to go on a special night to get steak night.
They you don't want
got
salad
steak
bar?
Night. They don't got steak night every night.
We
got
to wear that separate. Yeah.
They don't got steak every night. You got to go on a Friday or Saturday
night.
But
there used to be a ton of those things around here.
Not anymore.
I know.
COVID killed the buffet, man.
Yeah, it did.
It's sad. COVID killed the buffet.
What did it do to Golden Corral? Because I never figured that out. Like, what did it do? Like, were people still able to go in there? Because I know Vegas shut them down for a while.
No, you know, Vegas ain't letting them buffets
go.
And
the local casinos, they totally did.
Yeah, that's part of the charm and the appeal. So, today, James Bradberry signed a one-year, $10 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Is this a big deal in the mind of Jay Binkley?
Well, I mean, it can be up to 10. It's like $7.5 million. So it's a better deal, but there's like $2.5 million in incentives for him. He will turn 29 by training camp. So, yeah, on the outset, you say, yeah, this is kind of a big deal. But he was out there for a while. I mean, he completely was out there for the trade. Nobody wanted to trade for him. He's been out there for a while. It's kind of like the Justin Ross thing you were just talking about. Four teams medically cleared him. Not saying anything's medically here, but it's got to be a fit for your team. And the Chiefs made a choice, man. Brett Veach was on with Rich Eisen last week. And said, hey, you know, the way things are going, we're building through the draft. Tried to save some of this cap money. And he did say, which is kind of enlightening for Chiefs fans, when he said that they'd be players next year in free agency. Like, he threw that out there. Like, yeah, I think Chiefs could be players in free agency. I think they're satisfied with the five defensive backs they drafted instead of going for Bradberry. Although it's a $7.5 million contract, he reaches the incentives, then it's 10. Still not much money for the Chiefs.
I think that this pretty much signals that they're done spending money.
Done.
That's not saying that they're not done adding players.
It's like the Melvin Ingram thing. I mean, it was nothing. It had to be a good fit. Is the good fit? It wasn't a good fit.
But they lost Melvin Ingram, in theory, over $600,000.
Which I think there was a reason for that. Because, I mean, these teams always have their reasons.
Like, I don't think they wanted Melvin Ingram back.
I don't think so either. But we can always look at it from the outside and say, you know what, they should do this, do that. But they're around these players all the time. They have their medicals. They know the fit in the locker room. They know all this stuff that we don't know. It's like Justin Ross. You know, I didn't know just four teams cleared the guy. I mean, that was new information, you know, I found out today on Arrowhead Pride.
But this is why I would question whether or not the Chiefs deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to Melvin Ingram. Last year, you and I both really wanted the Chiefs to get Melvin Ingram. We looked at him, thought he made 100%. A lot of sense, played in the division, was the perfect rotational fit. He was here. They wined and dined him. He ended up signing with Pittsburgh. You and I both thought, man, that's a mistake. That's a guy you should have signed. Look at that contract.
July 24th, rough day.
The Chiefs then basically came out and said, Carrington, you and Bink were right. We should have signed him. We'll trade a pick for him. What makes us wrong this time and the Chiefs right? You and I both think, hey, for a one-year, $5 million deal, this is a player that you could use as a player who was helpful last year, and this is a player that you need. That this year for pass rush, they're really counting on Frank Clark having his best season as a Chief, and you're counting on rookies or players who haven't really proven it yet, a Mike Dana type. Or a rookie like Leo Chanel getting pressure, or those kind of players. That's just a really rough spot to be in, given the schedule that you have and given the quarterbacks that you're going up against. You're going to need to be able to get constant pressure on these quarterbacks, and it's really difficult to kind of pinpoint the two or three guys that they're going to be able to get it from this year.
You know what, though? I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm shocked that Melvin Ingram's not here, and I was really excited when they signed him because, to me, it said the Chiefs needed two things. They had two holes to fill. One of them was Melvin Ingram, and the other was Juju. Because they went for Juju, they finally got him this year, but they went for him last year. We both remember having these discussions before free agency started. That was two wish lists, was Juju and Melvin Ingram. And he brought that added to the defense. Like, I saw a different Chiefs defense, that kind of chip on the shoulder that those guys had. So it just didn't work. Maybe Melvin's his own guy, man. Like, he's his own dude. And you know that through his press conference and everything. Maybe he didn't want to come back. Maybe it wasn't a fit, and the Chiefs were like, that. Does he really want to come back or not? Maybe the Chiefs didn't feel it reciprocated to them, and that's why they went in a different direction. But there's always a reason for everything. On the outside, yeah, the money looks fine. The Chiefs could have paid him, but they didn't do it. Just like Bradbury, they didn't do it. Why didn't they do it? That's what I'm curious about.
Do you think they're going to go grab a veteran pass rusher? I still think they need one.
If it gets cheaper.
Even if you like Karlaftis this year, you probably still need the Melvin Ingram type. So you can't get Ingram. But then go get Jason Pierre-Paul. Maybe you invest a little bit on interior defensive line and you go get Akeem Hicks, you go get Ndamukong Suh. I still think they need one veteran corner and one veteran defensive lineman. Now, your options are starting to run low on who those players are going to be, but I still look at both of those as being a need for this team heading into the season.
I would even, man, I know the Chiefs are not interested in the guy at all, but again, there's probably a reason. It's Clowney. I mean, that to me would be...
I think they're completely out of the clown.
I know that. It seems like that to me, too. I mean, I just think that he would be the veteran presence. He's a hired gun. He goes around to different teams and becomes that hired gun. But guy is coming off 9 sacks last year. It's not like he wasn't relevant. I mean, the Chiefs would take 9 sacks any day. Hell, even if he got 7 sacks or 6 sacks for this defense, that would be good news for the Chiefs. And not only that, guys can learn a thing or two from Jadeveon Clowney. So, yeah, but if the price comes down by training camp, they could do it because I think that's one of the weakest areas on the team.
He's just not going to be cheap. No. And they just haven't shown me that on defense.
Total hired gun.
They're spending money this year defensively.
No, the Melvin Ingram showed me that.
I agree with you. Even before Veach said that a couple of days ago on the Rich Eisen show, it just adds up that next year they're going to spend money.
Frank Clark, very active.
Frank Clark's money is coming off the books. They can get Chris Jones' money off the books. If they're going to sign Orlando Brown to a deal, you're going to have his contract structured in a way that leaves you cap space to go out there and be flexible. And you didn't spend the money on Tyreek Hill, so you at least got one major contract allotted. It makes sense to me next year they're going to be really aggressive. But for this year, you didn't do nearly enough in my mind to fix a obvious and glaring weakness when it comes to up front of your ability to get to the quarterback.
And it's not to say there's not a hole there, because I mean, last year I think we identified they didn't have that bigger receiver like Sammy Watkins. Like, they didn't have the guy to fill that role that Watkins gave the Chiefs, and they went in the season without it. Like, at some point they're just like, screw it, they're just gonna go into the season with what they had. And then of course we said, hey, they need another pass rusher for this team as well, and they didn't have any of them. throughout the season until Melvin Ingram at the trade deadline. I think we can look at it now saying, all right, because that's something to watch in St. Joe when you get up there, the pass rush. Because that's got to be. Now, they're relying on their defensive backs, but they're only as valuable as getting to the quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's, you can have as many defensive backs you want, but if you're not getting to the quarterback, I don't care how good you are, you can't hold your man that long.
Right now, we're joined in studio by our guy, Jay Binkley. Coming up here in just a bit, we'll get to random question time with Jay Binkley. Always happy to talk a little bit of football with him. So we were talking about it with Justin Ross. I don't know if we've talked about this yet. Maybe we have, and I just forgot, and I apologize if that's the case. I think the best case scenario for Justin Ross is he either gets Tyler Braid, and let's say he has a good training camp, but just doesn't blow you away. Like last year, Darice Fountain played in a way that you almost had to put him on the roster. Jody Fortson played in a way that you almost had to put him on the roster. Let's say that Ross has a good, but not a great training camp. I think he gets quote unquote hurt the second preseason game and they can put him on IR. Mm-hmm. Or you just protect him on the practice squad and you could protect four players. But I told the story earlier about Justin Ross and the only four teams clearing him is just to show that there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about him as a player. You don't step into a power five and have 1,000 yards as a true freshman. That just doesn't happen a lot.
And I don't think you have to worry about a ton of teams going. If he is on your practice squad and you can't protect four, but you can't really see a ton of teams jumping up and grabbing him and throwing him on their 53. Because if four teams cleared him, it's not like they just magically cleared him. Unless they take the Chiefs' word and say, well, he's practiced with the Chiefs, he made the practice squad, he must be fine because they've obviously looked at him. Rick Burkholder's name carries a lot of weight in the National Football League, so maybe that would work. But he's got something to prove. But to me, it's just zero risk, zero reward. I mean, there can be a reward with this. There can be a reward if he's good, but zero risk. Because you didn't draft him. You got him. It's not like they threw a draft pick at him, and he's got to work out. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just gravy. It's just gravy at the end of Thanksgiving dinner if he turns out to be anything. But people will be watching him. Biggest undrafted free agent. What's funny is we already have our camp guy before camp. And usually we don't have camp guy until camp. We've actually camp guy before camp, which is great.
I can see the running back Pacheco turning into that guy too.
I like Darian Ealy, man. That's people, my guy. My camp guy.
People love mid-round and late running backs.
I like the 40 time. I don't like the average per carry, but they had a bad line. But I like Darian Ealy. You know my thoughts on him.
Who do you think gives you more production this upcoming season? Kando, Noah Gray, or Cornell Powell? If you had to bet on one of those three this heading into this year. Because Kando would be a player, in theory, they could really use Kando this year. Like, it would make a lot of sense if you didn't go out and spend that money on Melvin Ingram because you've been watching Kando and you're thinking, oh, he's ready. I understand last year that he didn't contribute, but year one to year two, we got him in our system, we got him in our weight room, and we think that he factors in. We asked Pete Sweeney about this. He really likes Malik Herring. Think that he could be a contributor to this team. I want to get your thoughts on him just a little bit. Kando, Noah Gray, or Cornell Powell, which of those guys do you think has a chance to contribute this season?
I think Kando, because I think they picked him for a reason. Because that was the draft. They're pretty much home run on the draft. They got 3 out of 6 starters, so 50% starter rate, and Kando out of the group. So they picked him for a reason, and they thought with coaching they could coach him up. So he essentially redshirted him is what they do. It's a position they kind of needed. Like, they couldn't afford to go redshirt somebody this year. But I would say Kando out of that group. I think Cornell Powell, again, is going to have a hell of a fight just to be on this roster. Because I saw a lot of receivers in the 4th and 5th and 6th round last year. Because without a combine, so many teams threw darts on the Cornell Powells of the world. They got drafted. But, again, not having a full season, not playing non-conference games. And there was a lot of cut receivers in that 4th, 5th, and 6th, 7th round range.
I don't have an issue with taking the flyer on Cornell Powell in that scenario. You spend the 5th-round pick. It's 181st pick. It was a compensatory pick. You throw something out there on Cornell Powell. I mean, you could certainly take a worse flyer than taking one on Cornell Powell, but that's what I think when I talk about this wide receiver group is we'll see if they keep 5 or 6 wide receivers this year because last year they kept 5 wide receivers, also had 4 tight ends. There's already 4 spots that are taken. So you're really talking about Darice Fountain, Josh Gordon, Justin Ross, and Cornell Powell, 4 guys fighting for maybe 2 spots this year.
I'd love to bet you on Noah Gray again, but I'm not going to go down that route
again.
But a backup tight end to me, a guy that can get to the quarterback like Kando and how much they're probably going to be expecting him to play this year, I got to go that direction. It's just more important. Like Cornell Powell, what does he do with a wide receiver? I'm not expecting anything from him. I'm not expecting anything from Cornell Powell. And Kendo, you actually would be expecting something. You're not thinking anything from Noah Gray, too. If he gets some catches, that's great. But Kelsey's the guy. He's the tight end. So Kendo, by virtue of what position he is, would 100% be my guy.
How much longer do you think Travis Kelce has? I asked that question because it's kind of me one of those things that no one wants to really talk about because obviously right now Kelce is so good. But we're reaching the point in terms of his age that he is doing things that no player has ever done before. He's going to be 33 over the course of the season. There's not a lot of great elite 35-year-old seasons from a tight end. In fact, there's never been one before. I think we saw last year, you could see he's losing a little bit. Now, him losing a little step still makes him one of the three best tight ends in the league, but I kind of think the end for Kelce, at least in terms of being you're the undeniable best tight end in the NFL, I think he's losing a little bit of a grip on that. And you gotta start, to me, preparing for the, hey, in the next 18 months, we need to have what the exit plan is for Travis Kelce. This thing's not lasting till he's 37 years old. You maybe get two more really good seasons out of him.
I'd say two more, possibly three. The TV's calling for him. And we see what TV money's doing. We see TV money out of this world. You already know what Tom Brady's getting as soon as he retires, you know, to be a commentator. And ESPN loves Kelce. They got him on all the time in pregame shows and everything. I think TV's calling for him. He can make more money in that than playing football. Like putting his body through all that, he can make more money in broadcasting than he can in football. He's made for TV, in my opinion.
I agree.
I mean, that guy is going to be on TV. He's going to be a star talking about the NFL. And if he can do that, you know, without putting his body through things. But I think he still sees his window open with the Chiefs. Obviously, his window is going to be open as long as Mahomes is here. But I think he still thinks they can win now. I mean, four straight trips to the AFC title game, you don't want to break that up. You know, you want to keep going until that stops.
He's also just playing at a really high level. I mean,
very high.
But the only tight end that's done this is Tony Gonzalez.
And he's back to the number one target again.
Think about the other tight ends in the league, in league history. Yep. I mean, Gronk wasn't nearly playing. I mean, Gronk isn't as old as Travis Kelce, but he wasn't playing at this level. We saw his body start to break down. Antonio Gates didn't do this. Jason Witten didn't do this. Greg Olsen didn't do this. Shannon Sharp didn't do this. Like, there is no NFL comparison to where we are with Travis Kelce at 32, 33 years old, where he is an undeniable tier one pass catcher in the league and a guy that you can pencil in for 75 catches, 1,100 yards, and 8 touchdowns. You can't even do that really at wide receiver at 33 years old, let alone tight end.
Yeah, the thing about it is he's just not slipping. He's still averaging 99 catches a year. 99 catches a year, 1,200 yards, and 9 touchdowns a season the last 4 years. I mean, that's unbelievable. And the only reason Tyreek had more catches than he did last year because all the double coverage and stuff that he saw, but usually he's the leading receiver for the Chiefs. He'll go back to that role this season with Tyreek in Miami. But, yeah, he's averaging 99 catches a year the last 4 years. Like, there's been maybe a little bit, but not much slowing down from this guy.
I want to play some audio for you really quickly, Bank. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Michael Robinson was on Good Morning Football. And, you know, everybody's trying to find out what to talk about, right? Everybody's trying to fill time until something happens in the NFL.
Yeah.
I want to play for you what Michael Robinson said in his belief that Josh Allen is the most clutch quarterback in the National Football League.
This guy has the strongest arm in the National Football League. It was confirmed by my colleague and good friend and insider, Peter Schrager, yesterday. It's Josh Allen.
Confirmed.
Bills Mafia stand all the way up. The reason why he's number one, let me take you guys through some stuff. You already know. Guy had over 14,000 yards in, 4 or 5 years in the National Football League. He has the strongest arm in the game right now. And I can argue in the history of our game, I can argue that I really can make that argument. I can also make the argument that he doesn't have some of the weapons, some of the unique talents that a Patrick Mahomes has, Patrick Mahomes has around him. But really why I like Josh Allen in the clutch, the guy has 763 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns last year. I know everybody's out there saying, but Mike is a quarterback. It's not like you're talking about a Lamar Jackson who had over 1,000 yards. But in the final 2 minutes, you averaging 6.3 yards per carry. That's what Josh Allen does right now.
What is he talking about?
Well, he didn't put anything out there, but 6.3 in the final 2 minutes, and Peter Schrager. Like, listen, I like Peter Schrager, but when did he become an expert on you know, quarterbacks in 2 minute drills.
He didn't give me one single stat that would suggest why he's the most clutch quarterback.
No.
You having the strongest arm is not an indicative that you are the strong.
And it's not proven either.
What are you talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, Jamarcus Russell had a strong arm. He'd sit on his knees and throw it 80 yards to the goalpost. I mean, that's what he had for the strongest arm. Brian Daboll did a lot for Josh Allen, so it's going to be interesting to see him. But all this Bills love is crazy because not only him, I thought Lewis Riddick was great when he was asked who he thinks is going to go back and win the Super Bowl, and he said the Chiefs, and Max Kellerman was talking about it too, and they were talking about, like, why are people so on the Bills? Like, I see all this Bill, Kyle Brandt on the Bills. Everybody's on the Bills. This is a team that shouldn't have been playing in Kansas City last year.
I agree.
But they couldn't take care of business. You lose to Jacksonville. They got hammered 41-15 towards the end of the season against the Colts at home, beat by the Steelers in the beginning, and they play in Kansas City. Is that really a team you want to put stock behind? And they let a guy go in 13 seconds all over their number one defense in the NFL. 13 seconds against the number one defense. So we can look at the legend of that 13-second drive all we want. But to quantify it as the number one defense in the NFL, to me, adds weight to it.
Binkley, I keep telling you, Buffalo got more credit for losing to Kansas City
totally
than Cincinnati got for beating the Chiefs.
100%. They're the Chargers, except better. A little bit.
Yo, we don't accept Chargers disrespect on this show, all right? You'd have to throw...
Charger
We weren't even talking about the Chargers. There was no reason for you to insert them in this conversation. Why did you do that?
I just had to, man.
Okay, all right. Apologize to Herbert. Apologize to Austin Eckler. Apologize to the 17 people.
I'm not Brandon Daly, though, because he goes for two all the time. I can't think of a coach that's cost his team more than he cost that team. I mean, seriously. They even poke fun of it. Let's go for two. Let's go for it. Fourth down, let's go.
Sometimes I have to hide who I really am on this show. I really like the Chargers this year, but I can't really like the Chargers the way that I want to really like the Chargers because of you guys. Look at the defense. Look at their quarterback.
J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack.
I really want to like them, but I can't. Well, I have to be ashamed of my love. I have to hide my love on this show.
Well, they were within inches.
Because of people like you have ruined it for me.
Well, who you take the second best team in this division?
The Chargers.
Are you not going Broncos? You're not in the Broncos love?
No.
Well, Raiders are the only other team to make the playoffs, and they get no respect.
They don't.
Like, they get none. And they're the other team that made the playoffs, but they get more respect than Chargers, more respect than Broncos. Nobody talks about the Raiders.
They would have made the playoffs in the old system, too. It's not even like they got in with the, you expanded the playoffs like the Steelers did. They would have been the 5 seed.
The Chargers had a chance, too, to beat them, but they kept going for it.
They did. They'd have made the playoffs. I know.
Damn. Coach cost them.
It pains me to see that they missed the playoffs. It pains me.
The AFC West is going to be crazy this year.
Oh, it's going to be insane. I can't wait.
Totally crazy.
I can't wait. Coming up on the other side, you know what it is. It's random question time with Jay Binkley. We have not spoken since we did the beer segment last week. We're going to get your thoughts on it, what you think, and we're going to take you guys' questions. That's coming up. One of my favorite segments of the week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Random question time with Jay Binkley. Keep it here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive, Kansas City's spot for one gotta go on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Dan, can I ask you just a real quick question before I let the text line ask you random questions?
Yeah.
Would you ever go to a barbecue, or do you think that a barbecue would have really good food if you walked in the backyard and then this was the kind of music that was playing?
1, 2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We can be feeling all right. I know you
How do you
know
think the chicken is at this barbecue?
No. I bet they have like an inflatable pool. Like a flamingo in there. and they sit in there and sip their wine coolers or seltzers. Yeah, I would, I'd leave. No, that's not a barbecue song.
Yo, have you ever had these cheesy potatoes with cornflakes in them?
Yes, I have.
You've had these? Are these good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I didn't know.
Throw a little hot sauce on top of it.
Rob was telling us that this was a popular barbecue dish, and I'd never heard that
before. It is, Rob's right. It's just a little hot sauce on it and go to town.
This felt like a Two Americas kind of thing. This felt like something I wasn't really.
Well, typically when people say they're having a barbecue, they're not having a barbecue. They had burgers and dogs. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Anytime someone says, hey, we're coming for a barbecue, all right, well, I'm coming for brisket, I'm coming for ribs, and it's just dogs, brats, and hamburgers. They said barbecue, man.
Hey, Rob, do you have to do the Royals game tomorrow? Are you doing the board out for the Royals game?
I am.
Okay, I was going to see if you wanted to do. So Bink and I are going to do a live stream tomorrow during the Royals game. And if you want to watch it, you can. But I was going to say, Rob, you should just come be a part of it. But you have to work, so you're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, someone's got to grind away over
someone's,
here.
Someone has to work.
You can stop in there, though.
I could stop in there.
Plenty.
What time you got to go on the air?
I got to take over at 2?
Let's do it at like 1. Then you want to do it at 1?
Yeah.
We'll do it at 1, and then you can be a part of the first part.
You're expecting a lot of highlights?
Yeah, you can do it at like 1. Yeah, no, we can do
busy
both.
Busy the whole time?
Yeah, we can do both. Yeah, we can do both.
Offensive bonanza tomorrow. It's going to be a highlight of Palooza.
100%. No, we'll do that.
With 50,000 out there or whatever sellout is.
How many people you got at today's game?
I'll take 8-5.
8-5. Okay, all right. You're just an optimistic bunch today. All right. Enough of my questions, Bink. What time is it?
Random question time!
Text line 913-576-7610. Bink, what is your go-to hot sauce?
Go-to daily hot sauce is something you use repetitively because I like the fancy sauce like Toto's. Got some Toto sauce. Tabasco, 100% or Louisiana hot sauce. Those are my two go. And I throw in some Frank's too. So I got 3 go-tos, really.
Somebody said that barbecue would have bar-S hot dogs.
I'm just saying, man. People call it barbecues. Like, man, that ain't a barbecue.
Bar-S. Bar-S hot dogs is nuts.
The barbecue.
You couldn't even spring the extra 50 cents to get the Oscar Mayer. You can't go cheap on the hot dogs. You can't go cheap on the dogs. You already going cheap. Yeah. You got to go cheap on the cheap. That's next level. Yeah. Even I think you've gone too far.
I want a t-shirt that says this isn't a real barbecue and wear that because it's not.
Text line 913-576-7610. Bink, how do you feel about sour beer?
You know what? I've started slowly on it. It's taken a while to, but I understand that lure would be great like on a hot day. I just can't see drinking repetitively, you know, of those like a lager or pilsner or something like that. I even could drink a bunch of stouts, but sour, yeah, but I can't drink a ton of them because I just don't like them as well.
We go to Cinder Block. That's where we were.
Cinder Block's got good, great. Yeah.
That's where we were on Saturday.
They have great stuff.
I really enjoyed Cinder Block.
Their sours are good. Their ciders are good. Crane Brewing, too. Good sour. That's like one of their specialties.
Yeah, that's where Harps is. Harps is amazing.
Yeah. Cinder Block's good at ciders, too.
Best barbecue in Kansas City that you've never heard of.
I know, and it's just open it there at the brewery, right?
Yeah, it's good. Really,
and a food
really
truck.
Good.
Just the weekends?
Just the weekends. It's unbelievable. Harps gets not... Four. I wish I had more than him, so I can give these
Shorts
4
thumbs
up. Yeah, no, it was great.
He needs to get him a place.
He's got the money too. Beer Master Bank. What's the best local brewery for dark beer? Who's got the best stout?
Oh, the best dark beer.
The best stout.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. You know, Stockyard's Breakfast Stout is unreal. I mean, it is the unreal beer. I'm a porter guy though. I go with that Pabers Porter a lot at Cinder Block. It's one of their staple beers. They've had it forever there, but the Pavers Porter. And if I go stout, it would be breakfast stout at Stockyards.
Somebody said hot dog prices are high right now. That's why I went bar S. Going bar S hot dogs is nuts.
Explain this to me. Gas was like at $4 a gallon today. Yesterday it's like $3.81. Like 2 days ago it was at $4. Went down and back up. It's like it's like seesaws, man.
I'm thinking about doing the show from home. I'm thinking about doing
it's every day something different. It's like, man, I should have got it yesterday. It's like I got
thinking
that.
Thinking about doing the show from home.
20 cent difference, a big deal, man.
Like it's COVID times again. It's just doing the show at the crib. You guys can get used to the audio quality. I ain't driving into work every day. Bink, who has your favorite? Oh, I was going to tell you this. I went to Al's Wings last week. I went to Al's Wings last week.
You went to Toto's too. You've been doing everything.
Yeah, anywhere you tell me to go eat, I'm normally like, all right, I'll rock with it. It was good.
That's not what I
This is the thing.
It's not even a standing ovation.
It's not even like I think Al's Wings are bad. I think if you just do regular buffalo sauce, at this point, there's so many places that just can make a very similar wing. Like, why I think the peanut gets so much credit is the wings are big and they do kind of cook them differently than most places. That it's not that I thought Al's Wings were bad, but if you're me and you live downtown,
yeah.
I'm not driving out of my way to come to this place.
I love it. The smokehouse too.
But you also live up north though.
Yeah.
You also live up north.
The Cajun butter wings.
I heard Fesco talking about it. I didn't have the Cajun butter.
Because every time I go in there, I eat barbecue, right? So I'm like, you know, I keep hearing Fesco talking about the wings.
Oh,
so I had the wings. They're unreal.
Yeah, no, those wings are good. I enjoy those. Bink, what is your favorite local IPA? Which I learned last week is for India.
You know what? I really like Diametrics McKaysey. They've had it for a long time. It's got like a little football player in the front of it. Their McKaysey IPA. The Block IPA at Center Block's really good too. I don't drink as many IPAs. I will every once in a while, but I don't go right at the IPAs. I mean, I like them. I just don't go right at them.
Are we going to do beers with Bink again?
If like I can consume one.
Last week? Are we going to do that again?
Yeah, it was fun.
Let's do it next Friday.
Yeah, this liquor store's looking too. Shout out to Andy at the Ryman because he liked the segment.
Memorial Day edition.
Let's do it.
Beers with Bink.
Yeah, let's do it.
Someone on the text.
But don't forget,
says,
I got a show with it tomorrow night. So,
you got a show right after that show.
Well, you know that, yeah.
Oh yeah.
They got to be, you know, somewhat responsible.
They're off. They're not off next Friday. No way, they're off next.
Next Friday. I'll be, fine. Yeah, I thought you meant tomorrow.
Oh yeah, no, next Friday. Next Friday.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, next Friday. Good. Someone said Charbar. Charbar is actually really good.
I haven't tried Charbar. Add them on the list.
Bink, who do you think has more game, Rob or Dusty?
Oh, man. That's tough. Like, if they both walked in a bar, who's walking in with the phone numbers? I'm going to say neither.
Well,
I can't pick Dusty or Rob. I like them both, man. Like my brothers, but I can't pick one or the other. Having best game, I mean, I think they'd be fine.
There's no way this person has game.
2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. Wake up and feel it.
No, yeah, Dusty. Yeah, come on now, Dusty. If you hand Dusty the ox, he ain't playing that. No chance he's playing that. Not at all is he playing that.
The inflatable pool. Still peeing it. Lord knows I have.
I believe you.
Who wants to get out?
I 100% believe you.
Totally do.
All right.
I'm not kidding. Don't tell me you never done that.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Rob's smiling because he is.
Yeah, because Rob brought the bar-S hot dogs.
He's totally a pea puller.
He brought the bar-S and the best choice buns.
Yeah, he totally is.
Rob ate two plates and also took a plate to go. He brought bar-S hot dogs and best choice buns.
He's just smiling on his face during that song. You know what he's doing.
He's a criminal is what he is. All right, Bink, I appreciate you. Tomorrow, you and I are going to do a live stream tomorrow.
Live stream.
And we will, probably do more of what we just did right there. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. There's so much going on in sports in Kansas City. I can't wait to tell you everything that it is. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.